As usual, such wonderful, rich scriptures Mother Church gives us this morning. Well worth your time to go back and reflect and just pick out the different themes and the different phrases that are so rich and can lead to hours of just prayer and contemplation. And that first reading, you know, about Gamaliel. You might spend some time just thinking about his relationship with St. Paul. You know, he was Paul's teacher. Paul, this great famous convert. So we can imagine if, like in today's days, there was an interview with Paul, and like, well, what happened? And he would maybe tell about the story of learning about Gamaliel. And then there'd be an expose on Gamaliel. Who is this man that led to this great conversion? And then what did Gamaliel tell them? Don't fight against it. You might find yourself fighting against God. Wow. When I'm not getting my way, when my prayers aren't being answered, when I'm just in one of those ruts, and I begin to pout and stomp my feet, maybe I'm fighting against God. Maybe I need to sit back and just let things play out for a moment. They counted it joy to be able to suffer dishonor for the name of Jesus. Maybe I recoil sometimes and not so bold with my proclamation because my friends or my family might exclude me. I might be labeled a Jesus freak. Or my job might be in jeopardy. Do I count it honor and joy if I get to suffer for Jesus? This great richness here just in that first reading. One thing I seek is to dwell in the house of the Lord. What's your one thing? What's my one thing? If Jesus came down, pop test, what's the one thing? Is your one thing to dwell in the house of the Lord? Is he your light and your salvation? Beautiful Psalm 27. Do you believe that you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living? Do you believe that? Is that hope dwelling richly within you? Do you have the courage to wait with stout-heartedness because you know that God is faithful? Even if you're suffering today, you know God is faithful, so you're willing because you want to see. You want that one thing. You want to dwell in the house of the Lord. Then we begin today for the next week or so, this John chapter 6. Once again, a beautiful opportunity to reflect on the Holy Eucharist and my relationship to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. But just the passage we have today. Do I know that Jesus sees me and sees my hunger and has a plan to satisfy it? Do I allow the Lord to test my faith sometimes by walking into uncomfortable situations that I might not know how to handle? Or do I seek the comfort and convenience that this world so readily offers me? Am I willing to give what little bit I have, even though I know there's no way it will be enough? Or do I hoard what I have because I need to take care of myself first? And you can go and read Psalm 23 and see the relationship. You can go back and read about Moses, who also crossed the sea and also climbed a mountain, who also was able to provide bread for the people. So this great expectation that the prophet, like Moses, would be given to them one day in the future. Do I really understand the Old Testament prophecies that Jesus fulfills? More fish than they could ever want was provided for them. Do I allow God to provide my needs? Then every fragment was left over, was taken up so that nothing would remain. Do I give God even the leftover part of myself? Do I really believe that there is nothing wasted when it comes to the Lord? That he can use and will use and wants to use everything about me? No matter how little and small and rejected the world may tell me I am, no matter how bad I feel about myself, do I believe the Lord can use me, even the small fragment leftover parts? Do I believe and do I allow Him to use me? And then, if I receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist in my hand, how careful am I that there are no fragments left over? Do I really believe that's truly God? And do I treat Him with the reverence and devotion that He deserves? This is just a brief kind of glance at the readings that Mother Church gives us today. On this Friday, even in Easter, we're invited to spend time with the Passion. The church expects us to not eat meat today. Not just on Lent, but every Friday, that's not a solemnity, we don't eat meat. If we do eat meat outside of Lent, we must do some other kind of sacrifice, some other kind of penance. How am I going to spend my day today with the Lord, uniting myself to His suffering? Rejoicing in the beautiful gift of the sacred scriptures, the exposition of the Father's heart that desires me and desires that I know Him. What a beautiful gift the Lord has given me. What a gift the Lord has given us. We can pray for that grace so that it really is the one thing I seek is to dwell in the house of the Lord.